This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk turkey.
It's not that far from Thanksgiving after.
Don't you even. I saw Halloween candy yesterday in Wegmans.
No.
I ran the other way.
The other way, yeah.
I spotted candy corns.
I don't know why you like to push your life away, Dougie. You're like,
I know.
Enjoy
I don't
the
get
day.
It.
I enjoy the day. I just didn't, and I also enjoy teasing you. That's why I do it. Pretty much that's it. Today will be the most amazing day of your life. At least maybe so far. This day could change everything for the better for all of us. Think about that when you start your day. The good things that you want to do. Great things, maybe. Good becomes great. You know, the comparative degrees. You ever study that in school? Comparative. I love teaching that lesson when I was teaching English. The comparative degrees. Good, better, best. And today, yesterday may have been a good day. Today may be a better day. Tomorrow may be the best day. It's amazing what you can do. And if you're into just kind of figuring out minute by minute what your world is all about, it's okay. It can bring you wonderful things as well. Let's make today a happening day. All right? Everybody eager? Jennifer, are you eager to start the hour?
Absolutely.
Eager. All right. Who's vaping whom?
Well, this story has a lot of people scratching their head a bit. When vaping first started, it was almost seen as a safer alternative to cigarette smoking, right? There's a lot of people who think it's better.
Yeah.
You can control the amount of nicotine that you get. You can do nicotine-free smoking. But the number of breathing illnesses linked to vaping is on the rise. Health officials this week are investigating over 150 cases in 16 different states. The FDA has teamed up with the CDC to look into lung injuries that have been plaguing both teen and adult vapers for the past 2 months. The officials determined that all of the victims have either used electronic cigarettes or vaping devices before they got sick. Back in July, and I think we talked about it, 8 different teens with a history of vaping were hospitalized with seriously damaged lungs at the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Some of the patients needed breathing assistance. Their symptoms included shortness of breath, chest pains, cough, and weight loss. Last week, the Minnesota Department of Health released the fact that they had 4 young people who were being treated for severe lung injury at Children's Minnesota Hospital, and they think that the link is to the vaping. Nobody has died yet in these cases, but officials haven't pinpointed what exactly the single or common thread is between all of these illnesses. But now the CDC and the FDA are trying to figure out what this link is and see if they can't either pull whatever it is off the market or provide more further warnings to parents about the dangers of whatever is going on within these vaping devices. They're thinking it's probably the substance that people are dumping into the vape pen. So kind of an interesting story. And again, just a warning to everybody, if you think you're being safe with the Juul or with your e-cigarette, it's not a safe alternative anymore.
All right, here's the alternative. A cup of broccoli, 12 bananas a day, yogurt,
12 bananas
white rice.
A day?
Well,
do I have time for anything else?
Boiled spinach.
Yeah, maybe something with a little less sugar.
Okay.
Bananas, that's a lot.
Yeah, bananas are good for some things, magnesium and that sort of thing, but not broccoli is good. Magnesium is important to have it. Your system, take it from me. Here's something else you can take to the bank. Or actually, The Rock is actually the one who's taking it to the banks. You see the list of the top male earners? The Rock, $89 million in the last 12 months. According to Forbes magazine, he's number one on the list. He gets paid $23.5 million for every movie he makes now. Plus, he takes 15% of the back end when it comes to profit, once they get to a profit.
Good for his ex-wife for brokering such a lucrative deal.
That's why he still loves her.
Number two, by the way, he gets paid, you know, that what's the Ballers, the thing on HBO?
Is that still on?
That's still on. He gets paid $700,000 for every episode. And they, what happens is, according to my son, who was working with one of the writers for the show, and the guy who's his co-star is a good friend, Rod, forget his name, anyway. So what they do is they bring, because his schedule, he's doing like an average of 4 movies a year. And so he comes in, they have everything mapped out. This is really a logistical, a very interesting logistical reality. You know, each season of Ballers has 12 or 13 episodes. So what they do is they block out 3 weeks to do all of the scenes that The Rock is in, no matter which episode it is, what the wardrobe is, what city they're in. They give 3 weeks to him being a part of the show, and they shoot all of his scenes at the beginning of the season in three and a half weeks. And then the rest of them all go about doing the scenes that they're in after he's done with his. That's a fascinating concept. And he's the attraction, actually. You know that. Number two on the list is Chris Hemsworth, who made $76 million last year. Number three on the list is Robert Downey Jr., who got, he was only in one movie last year, $66 million, because he's got an end 8% of the pool for his role in Iron Man, any of the movies that he's in. That's pretty...
What did he have? He was in the Men in Black movie, but that didn't really do much, but I guess he got paid for it.
But he had Avengers, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's Thor, right?
Thor, yeah.
And then next on the list, Chris Evans, $43 million. Paul Rudd, $41 million. Bradley Cooper.
They're all in Avengers, every single one of them.
Yeah. Right.
And Paul Rudd also had Ant-Man and the Wasp that did really well, so that was separate from Avengers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith is on the list. It's really an interesting list, so if you're interested in that sort of thing, we try to pique your interest in all sorts of things, because there are all kinds of things going on in the world, reality being what it is and all. So just to sort of recap the Hemsworth, the Cyrus, apparently she was in for, he says that she was unfaithful to him.
I don't think he said that, actually. Neither of them have said anything against each other, but there are a lot of rumors and all kinds of tabloid reports that she was cheating on him, so she made a lengthy statement yesterday saying that she never cheated on him. Liam knows that, and so that they're just moving forward to, you know,
she's also
10 years
she
together.
Was
and
disappointed that that's where this is all ending. What do you think?
You know, it's very odd to me. You hear this type of story all the time. People are together 10, 15 years. They get married, and like a year or two later, they're divorced.
They're gone. Right. Mm-hmm.
Brad and Angelina were together for at least 10 years. They got married, and within a year and a half, they were done. Yeah. I don't know what it is that changes after that, but...
I think it's the commitment. It's like, oh boy, you know, all of a sudden it sinks in. I don't know. It's weird.
My mom's theory, which might be old-fashioned, but my mom's theory is that one of them has been faking it the whole time. And then they get married and they settle in, and then it's like, well, wait a minute, you didn't do that when we were dating. And I could definitely see
like
that.
They show their real selves.
Right. Yeah, like
you
usually
never
it's the woman kind of faking
anybody
it.
Anybody until you live with them. Never know anybody till you live with them. And
that
even then, do you really ever know who it is that you're with?
Well, think about the stories, horror stories when you hear like some guy was having a secret life the whole time, like a secret family.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Scary.
15 past the hour. In a moment, women and the BRCA situation. I think that I need to have some time with this so that we can all understand what the recommendations are and what this is all about. So we'll discuss that as much as we can after these words here on the DJV program. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy Mae around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, Bricka, Bracka, however you talk about these genes that women may have and what happens if they mutate certain cancers, there's a page of recommendations out, ladies, recommended for women who have a family history of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, any kind of, there are several different types of cancers, that you be assessed for these mutations. So have you all had that done, and or do you know people who have?
I did when it was when I did the 23andMe, the DNA test.
Yes.
That gives you the results.
You have to unlock it, which is really interesting. If for cancer, for Alzheimer's, if you carry those genes that make you more likely, you actually have to unlock the section to get your results. But I think a lot of people are doing it though. I don't know how extensive that is, but
The 23andMe is the only one that the FDA has approved of. So it's on the level of genetic testing if you get it done at your doctor's office. But if any other, ancestry or anything like that, if they claim that they can do that, they're not approved for it. So 23andMe is the only one right now that does it. But the new recommendations, basically that more women should be getting tested for the BRCA1 and 2 mutations, and that's fine. They're saying even if you have had cancer in the past and are considered to be cancer-free, you should also still get tested, which I agree with, because that cancer can come back. If you are of Ashkenazi Jewish descent, certain ancestries like that usually are associated more with the BRCA1 and 2. So that all makes sense. But the problem, though, is I find, just amongst my friends, if you get tested and you don't have it, they think they're in the clear. But 85% of women with breast cancer don't have this gene and don't have the mutation. So I think
false,
it's kind of a false
security.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, something that should be.
It kind of makes me nervous.
Test.
Yeah.
It ought to be part. This is kind of one of the messy things in our healthcare, the services that are available, healthcare industry, that's what we want to call it, healthcare reality, is that people are not getting tested for things like this. It could prove to be very helpful down the line. You have stuff. You take preventative measures so you don't have the problem.
Well, that's what Angelina Jolie famously did.
Right.
She had all of the, so she had the preventative surgery.
21 after the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
23 and change at the hour now. Music time in this hour of the DJV program. We have Casey Musgraves celebrating her birthday, and that took place in Vegas at Cher's residency show.
Oh, that'd be fun.
31 years old, she didn't hesitate to share the excitement on social media. It's kind of a cute thing, isn't it, huh? Musgraves tweeted a clip of her singing along to Cher's hit, Believe, with a caption, quote, I have no choice, I have to cover it. And her fans really hope she does. She got to meet Cher backstage, along with their photo together. She equated meeting Cher on her birthday to the starry-eyed emoji.
Which I'm sure Doug uses all the time.
Yes.
All
right, yeah. It's his favorite emoji.
Musgraves, I do use emoji every once in a while, just for fun, not often.
Do you like the poop one? Is that your favorite?
No, the hard one is actually the one I use.
Aww,
the most.
Aww, yeah.
There you go. Musgraves.
And the cow. Is there a cow emoji?
There
it's
is
probably
a cow.
The,
yeah,
the
I
cow.
Do
the
use
heart
that.
Cow,
yep.
Emoji.
Yep, I,
yeah,
I do. Yeah, yeah, I use the cow emoji. Musgraves confused some of her followers. She flexed her vocabulary by posting a picture of Cher on stage calling her a septuagenarian queen, which most people understand that it's 70.
I love the people who are like, what does that mean? Huh? They thought, yeah, they didn't know if she was slamming her or, like, they didn't get it.
People are just so ignorant. Our education system.
Well, she's
so
got
bad.
A very young following, yeah, so
it's also
not
funny
a word.
To
me,
though.
You know what septuagenarian means? You
nope.
To be young or old to know that.
That's
hello.
Not. It's not
the
a
word.
Term that gets used all that,
no,
often.
Yeah. You understand? Well, I'm not getting up.
But either way, it makes me laugh that people then are immediately like, what does that mean? I'm like, it's to me, you call me your Google queen, it's so easy to look up. I'm like, you want to know what it means? Just
that's
look in a dictionary.
Thank you. You are the person we always rely on you, Kara, to set us straight if there's something wrong, and you're so good at it. Wait a minute, that's not right.
Is that how I sound?
I encourage you to make sure we're on the straight and the narrow, because we don't want any truth decay here on the DJV program. Some of Musgrave's followers asked what it meant, septuagenarian, and then some people posted it means person who's between 70 and 79. Yes, yes, yes. Cher 73. Congratulations to her, to both of them. Sure, it was a fun time.
Apparently, Cher is killing it on tour right now. We're going to try to get tickets to see her in December, because the show is incredible.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So now we move over to Vince Gill and the salute to Guy Clark, who passed away in 2016. So Vince Gill, back when he died, when Clark died, turned to one of his friend's old melodies, began playing the sort of blues guitar line that Clark added on classic songs like Let 'Em Roll and Randall Life. Gill knew the melody well. Back in the early 80s, he played guitar in Clark's studio recording of Randall Knife, one of his favorite Guy tunes. So, I don't want to listen to that. Is that the word I thought it was?
What? What are you talking about?
There's a word there that I think you need to hear. Anyway, we'll keep going. First time Gill ever performed Ain't Nothing Like a Guy Clark Song, which appears on Gill's upcoming album, Okie. He was at a campfire tribute to the late songwriter in Santa Fe. Some of Clark's old friends, like Steve Earle, Emmylou Harris, Rodney Crowell, Lyle Lovett, all gathered at Terry Allen's ranch for an evening of Clark songs and stories about him. Gill says it was beyond terrifying. Everyone saying, "What Guy Clark song are you going to sing?" And I said, "Well, I wrote one for him." Could have reeked of complete arrogance. Took all the courage I had in the world to sing the song I had just written. Vince Gill met Guy Clark when he opened for him at the Troubadour in Los Angeles in 1976. So, the new Vince Gill album, Okie, in stores available for download now, as it turns out. So that's that story. Guy Clark and Vince Gill. Interesting story. Your country fan, especially. 28 after here on the DJV program.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 20 states are now backing a decision to put a hold on the Trump administration's new immigration rule that would give it more authority to quickly deport illegal immigrants. The group of 18 attorneys general saying in a court filing they support a preliminary injunction that would block that rule from taking effect while it's being challenged in court. A light rail train derails in Sacramento last night. A Sacramento fire official says luckily
no one had any life-threatening injuries and there were no deaths associated with this incident.
California's two biggest metro areas have the worst commutes in the nation, according to a new study that says L.A. area drivers suffer the longest delays, coming in second, the San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now, the rule is once you start listening, you got to keep listening. And if, in fact, you can't stick around as long as you would like to because you're intrigued by the ideas that we all have here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, great idea person, Victoria Keelan, superb mind, Kara Schillen, agile when it comes to using her head. We have a lot of incidents, a lot of things we talk about that maybe you haven't heard, so you ought to go use our DJV podcast at djvshow.com. For example, the most recent one has a focus on Jeffrey Epstein in a rather unique way. We have the thermostat recommendations that people have been talking about all week long that are the most ridiculous, stupid, the government at its best or or worst. The Area 51 raid, update on that. And the huge lawsuit Robert De Niro has filed against a former employee, plus the struggle for embattled chef Mario Batali. So that's all a part of the focus. And the next one we do, we're going to have a focus on crabs. I think that, right? Is that what we're going to do next time, Victoria?
Sure.
Crabs. Yeah. Let's go to Crab City. What are we finding? And this is not, you're not talking about me, Captain Curmudgeon here, right? crabby old Captain Curmudgeon? No.
No, no. Actual crabs. Actual crabs is what we're talking about. Not the venereal disease.
Well, Kara's going
from
fishing.
The 80s.
When you go, do you fish for crabs? No, I guess
you go crabbing.
Crabbing. You traps and stuff, right?
Right. And nets and things like that, yes.
All right.
So if you are going to, if you're going out this weekend and, you know, it's going to be a wonderful weather, this will be winding down to the end of the summer, if you're going to order crab cakes, you may want to think twice. Because if a restaurant menu advertises that it is blue crab, which is very expensive, very tasty, turns out they might be lying. 183 tons of crab meat, that is a lot of crab meat, that has been imported from other companies and then repackaged as U.S.-raised blue crab.
Are the countries, is it really? Is that, are you talking about companies in other countries that do it?
Uh-huh. Yep. This is a huge scandal now. And again, it's 183 tons of crab meat that's involved in this, and so essentially it's cheaper crab meat that's been imported from other countries. It was repackaged as U.S. raised blue crab, and like I said, blue crab is really expensive. So the vice president of a Virginia seafood company pleaded guilty to taking part in this scam, and his name is Michael P. Casey of Casey Seafood. He admitted to conspiring with others within the company to falsely label crab meat and resell it to grocery stores and restaurants as blue crab. This is a 5-year long bait and switch, the operation that they've had. $4.3 million is what they made off of this scam. And so now it really just depends. At this point, if a restaurant is advertising blue crab, the best thing you can do is maybe inquire about it with your waiter and see if they know about this or see if they get their food from KC Seafood, because this is a huge scam that's affecting a lot of seafood restaurants, and as well as if you go to seafood markets.
Do you like crab? Do you eat crab sandwiches?
I love crab cakes.
Cakes, yeah. I had one the other day at a restaurant. I was meeting a friend, and I had a crab cake for crab cakes and a caprese salad. That's what I had. Mm-hmm. And I like the ones that are, I don't want any squirt stuff on top of them, sauces.
Any what stuff on top? Any squirt
what?
Stuff?
You know, that stuff that you mayonnaise-y kind of sauces.
Oh, yeah. Well, crab cakes often have, you know, some sort of a
but
side.
You got to make
sauce.
Them crisp. Make it crisp, not all flaky and light and.
Well, all I've got to say is this better not be a problem in Maryland, because if in Maryland we don't even have blue crab, like actual blue crab meat on in the ocean, then I will be horribly offended, because the blue crab is like one of the symbols of Maryland.
It is. Yep. So this company in Virginia, they're the ones who were doing all of the scamming. So if Maryland restaurants are kind of cheaping out and buying their seafood from this Virginia-based company, then, these could definitely...
Genuine Maryland
not
crab.
At all. And then you also have to think about what are the practices and the quality of this imported crab. So, you know, because when you look at any of the videos of all the farm-raised shrimp that comes from Thailand and places... and it's just really horrific conditions. It's beyond
Jennifer,
gross.
You usually have something to say about crabs. You have nothing to say about this? I'm surprised you
I try to avoid
in.
Crabs in all places.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'm not a crab person. I won't even make a crab cake. And
right,
other
let's
things.
Go. Let's have a little fun with politics. Just a little. Eensy teensy weensy bit. There are a lot of people. I was talking about Senator Malarkey, Ed Markey from Massachusetts, and his focus in town hall meetings all around the state on the Green New Deal. And so there are a lot of people who identify the Democrats with this debate. And apparently there were a group of people at the Democratic National Committee who were asked to come up with a plan. Some of the candidates want to have a single-issue debate, and the focus wants to be on the climate situation. And the committee voted 17-8 against it. And some people wonder whether the Democrats are missing out on a big opportunity to take one of the issues, like Trump's issue was immigration. This is their issue. Why aren't they focusing on it? And I don't know that I have an answer to the question. I just speculate that it isn't that if they've done their research, it may not be quite the hot button issue that people want to have you think it is. Because it's an issue, for sure. It's a big issue. But does it equate to some of the other issues that are around today. I still think it'll all boil down to the economy and what kind of shape the economy is, and the rest of it is going to be just ancillary stuff. Anybody disagree with that?
I think on the left, I think that obviously the economy is a universal concern. But and depending on where the economy is, we're still a year and a couple months out from the next election. A lot can happen. So a lot of Wall Street people are predicting a recession coming. It's cyclical. We're due for one. Other people, like, you know, on Trump's side, say that it's not happening. So we just have to wait and see. But on the left, climate change is
Sorry, go ahead. I thought you were done. I just don't like people rooting for a recession because I know. It's like, don't not root against the country, no matter what party.
The Wall Street
bunch.
The Wall Street, they always, the people who are not affected, unless it's something like the 2009 recession, which basically was caused by Wall Street. So it took its toll there. But otherwise, a lot of these recessions are good news for bankers and for Wall Street investors.
And, you know, and back in 2009, when the entire housing market just collapsed with the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac stuff, that's not going to happen again. So if the housing market, we've talked about this recently, it's very soft in some areas. So in some areas it's booming, in others it's not. New construction is down. So that kind of stuff, I don't think we're going to have the earth-shaking 2009 repeat.
No.
Slow down.
Here's the latest news from Mount Everest. How many people are following this? Everybody's interested in what goes on Mount Everest, right?
Yeah, because I'll never be there myself.
Yeah, but it's been in the news a lot lately. The deaths and the frozen bodies and the garbage.
Right. 11 tons of trash were collected on Mount Everest in the last month. So what they're going to do, apparently, now is ban single-use plastics. Which makes sense.
Done that a long time ago.
I was going to say, maybe it just is a lesson here for everybody. But this is the tallest mountain in the world. Most people know that. They want to reduce the amount of rubbish that's left by people who are climbing. It seems to be now, this is a, what's the right, the opposite of gauche, whatever word is that I'm thinking about. It's considered to be a lofty, pardon the pun, considered to be an explorer, you're considered to be someone that's an elitist. If you can make it, or not elitist in a negative way, elite group of people who climb and make it to the top. So tourists try this all the time, and there isn't a day goes by that somebody doesn't fall down, fall off a cliff, you know, die and get
freeze
frozen
to death, whatever.
Right, exactly.
But you know, the thing that really bugs me is everybody who wants to climb Everest. It's a natural wonder of our planet. It's an amazing thing.
It's a fabulous thing. Yeah.
You know, I have no interest in doing it. But you would think that that those people who want to climb that have the ultimate respect for our planet and for Mother Nature and conquering, you know, that height, and to leave all your stupid plastic garbage behind and not even pick it up.
For all of us and everywhere. No, right. It's a lesson.
It's the same thing if you go to the Grand Canyon. You toss a plastic bottle over the canyon.
It's the same thing if you go to a supermarket, a parking lot, or to my farm, or wherever. People just, they throw these bottles on the lawn and they leave them around.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It is.
But I don't know. I guess I thought maybe people would have a little more reverence if they're climbing Mount Everest.
You'd think.
You know,
but they're not taught how to respect. That's another thing that ought to be taught in school. Respect for nature. It isn't taught because not that many people have direct contact
that's
with
true.
Nature.
That's not even something, I mean, taught in schools, but that's something your parents should be
parents
teaching
should be
you.
Teaching.
Because most people I've seen
respect
who throw stuff out of their
property.
Car onto the road, those are things that they learn from their parents because they see them doing it and then they do it their whole life. But Victoria, I always think the same thing whenever I go hiking and I see Gatorade bottles and water bottles lying around. And I'm like, if you
no
are a
respect.
Person who's going out of your way to go hiking in a beautiful area, why on earth are you, first of all, bringing a plastic water bottle, because a reusable one is much more practical in that situation, and then just leaving it? I've never understood it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, something to be thinking about. Food for thought on the DJV program at 45 past the hour.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hymns.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address. 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy. For your first month for just $5. forhims.com/joy.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I want to spend a minute on the NRA. I'm fascinated. It's a fabulous article. I'm not a big fan of the New York Times, but I find every once in a while there's some stuff in there that's pretty useful. There's a very interesting and long expose that you have to read and read it again because there's a lot to digest there. But basically, taking apart Wayne LaPierre and his devotion since 1990 to the NRA and how he's kept power, because there have been strong moves, and they continue even this week, to get rid of him. But somehow he's got pictures of somebody with a chicken, I guess, as much as anything else. There's the guy, Ollie North, started it by asking for a review of the finances of the NRA because he smelled a rat. And it turns out that LaPierre is connected to their legal firm, and he's getting a piece of the action from the legal firm. There's all kinds of things. You read the story, and you can see what a crook LaPierre really is, and how he got to Trump this week with a 30-minute phone call. The fact that Trump would even, I mean, this shows you the influence the guy has. He can call up Trump and talk to him for 30 minutes. The president of the United States gets a call from a lobbyist, and he spends 30 minutes with him. But it's really rotten. No, it's really
group.
It's very powerful. Way too powerful, and part of the problem that we're having in this country at the moment. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our auto expert is Nick Miles. I look forward to these conversations every week, and I know Nick sends me a note every night before we go on every Thursday night. It's, oh, I look forward to being on with you, Doug. You're such a wonderful human being. I wish I could be just like you when I grow.
You're outing me, Doug. You're outing me.
Oh, no, not at all. All right, speaking of getting outed, the James Bond Aston Martin got auctioned off this week for $6.5 million. Well, you expect, you watch these auctions, I'm sure all these specialty auctions is part of the thing, the tire machines and the smoke screen and all that other stuff. But this is a 1965 Aston Martin DB5, $6.4 million. At the auction. Didn't you go to that auction in Monterey?
I did. Yeah, so there's a bunch of those auctions, the J&M auction, the Mecum auctions. They all go on down there in Pebble Car Week in Monterey. And this year, that was one of the highlights of the auction. Who doesn't love that DB5? What a great James Bond car that had the bulletproof screen that came up at the back and in movie, of course. Not the real car and the machine guns and the lights and the smoke screens and oil. That was awesome. And it's nice to see a car like that sell for huge amounts, but overall, the auction cars aren't doing as well as they were. There's a lot of cars that went up and didn't meet their minimum.
Why do you think that is, Nick? What's the reason for what's going on?
You know what? I think we may be at saturation point now with a lot of people buying these cars. I know that people are buying a lot of these classic cars and doing work on them and finding out they're just a money pit like any other project around the house. you know, to repair and make these cars. The older they get, Doug, the harder it is to find parts for them. Yeah. You know, you have to have them specially made. And we had somebody that bought a car the other day and had to have someone take apart one of the originals and help them find the parts by just remaking them.
Well, you'll appreciate this story. I have four Ford pickup trucks on my farm. And I have a 1999 350. I got a 2000 550, and so it's four wheel drive. And the front, I don't want to go into the weeds too much here, but the gear that is on the right hand side went south. So I went to the Ford. I was going to either rebuild it myself or then think, it's only a couple $100. Probably I'll go buy one. So I went to the Ford dealer. They don't have them anymore. They're considered out of stock because they're too old. The damn thing's not 20 years old yet, and they won't stock the parts. So I thought to myself, aha, another reason not to buy a Ford pickup truck, even though I just bought another one a few months ago.
But I mean, you see, we're suckers, and the trouble is you're down to, legally they only have to keep those parts, I think, for like 15 years or so.
Really?
So now there's all these companies popping up everywhere that are recreating all of these parts.
Yeah. I rebuilt it. We have enough, I got enough stuff in the shop so that we actually just welded onto it and ground it down, and it was fine. But it's just it just tells a story about where these companies are going. You know, while we're talking about expensive cars, the Bugatti that is selling for $8.8 million. This is
it's ridiculous, right?
Who's going to buy that? Yeah, it is.
Well, they sold all 10. They're only going to make 10 of them. Yeah, they're only making 10 of them. It's the most powerful Bugatti they've ever had. In the translation from Italian into English, it's called the 110, the 110, to celebrate Bugatti's 110 years. But ultimately, this is a car that the rich and famous are going to buy and garage and hopefully sell for more later on. So €8 million, $8.8 million, and all 10 of them are sold. And I'm just wondering if someone could buy me a hamburger for lunch, because clearly there's money out there and people are throwing it around like crazy. I mean, the car is beautiful, don't get me wrong, and then they did a great job of paying homage to one of the older cars that the Bugatti have, but $8.8 million, I mean, I could buy everyone I know a house for that.
Thank you. Colorado has become the latest state to require automakers to sell more electric vehicles. We talked about this a little bit last week in terms of electric vehicles and whether people are wanting them. Is it too early, or is this one of these government mandated things, you're going to like it or lump it?
Yeah, it's difficult because the United States, with the current political climate, is getting away from the nice place for electric cars to sell. But in China and Europe, they're just pushing them real hard. So car companies have to now split a choice, you know. So the electric cars are coming whether you like it. Now, let's get some fun, guys. Listen, 0 to 60 miles an hour in an electric vehicle that has one gear is super fast. You can do it in 2 seconds. Anyone that's gone into Excite mode or anything with a Tesla knows they're a lot of fun. Do I want to own one? No. Give me a V12 or a V8 that roars anytime. I'm much happier that way. But
I'm happy. That's what I like you. That's how we get along. I want a lot of noise to come from my engine. Thanks very much. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.